Paul. Obviously, there's a lot of producers in the southeast part of the state suffering from the damage from Hurricane Michael recently, and your group has been working very hard to try to talk with farmers and ranchers, survey some of the damage, and you've put together some numbers. What have you found out from that?
Well, one of the things that we've done is that we've really worked very closely with the agricultural industry, our producers, those in the service sector, and throughout our rural communities to really do a good job since Hurricane Michael came through and doing a good and accurate job of trying to assess the losses that occurred in this 8-county region. And we've looked at, you know, our major agricultural commodities, including cotton, corn, looking at the horticultural impact, livestock, peanuts, pecans, pine straw, poultry, soybeans, timber, and also damage to farm structures and irrigation. And through that assessment, we were able to identify direct losses of just a little bit over $200 million in this 8-county region. And once we have gone to that extent and determined these direct economic impacts, we've taken it one step further and calculated using some economic modeling what is the downstream impact on suppliers, those who supply suppliers, and then also the induced, or what we call the household effects that impact household spending by those directly impacted or those who have indirectly been impacted by this disaster. And if we do that, we add about another $103 million onto that total. So the total economic impact in the region, going from that $204 million direct loss, comes up to the $307 million loss within the region when we look at the total impact. And that's really important because, you know, we have direct losses on our farms, but we also have the downstream effects that affect those who work in the industry that supply our producers, and then certainly the community impact. We also anticipate that through this economic modeling that there would be maybe 2,500 jobs impacted throughout the region because of decreased economic activity directly related to agriculture, as well as those downstream effects. And Randall, these numbers were calculated based on not taking into account any disaster type of assistance that might be forthcoming. So this is really looking at the loss from a direct standpoint on our farms and the impact of that loss on the broader agriculture and our rural community.
Well, obviously, it's as far-reaching as you've described already, but this is not going to be a quick fix by any means either, is it?
No, it's something, you know, especially when we look at our industries, you know, like our pecan industry, our, you know, forest industries, pine straw. I mean, these are impacts that will affect the economic viability of those operations several years down the road, and certainly for our row crop producers, this is something that, you know, yes, it has an impact in this crop year, but the impact of dealing with these losses is something that can have a very significant downstream effect as we look at crop years ahead, just not only looking at how it affects our rotations, but certainly looking at the economic well-being of our producers in the region. And that's where we were so diligent in making sure that we could pinpoint these losses, working with our field regional extension agents, working with producers directly to get this true direct impact, doing the economic modeling to look at the broader impact so that we can help our stakeholders who perhaps can help us with some sort of assistance to the region, look at tempering that to reduce these effects, you know, as we look down the road. But yes, this is not a short-term fix. This is something that will impact the region for some years down the road, even if we are lucky and fortunate enough to get some sort of disaster assistance in the region. These are things that take time to heal.
Paul, I realize that there's still some work being done in trying to figure out what has to be done to help and what should be done. And I take it Alabama Extension is going to be right there trying to help lead the efforts on all that.
Yes, as we release the results today, one of the things that our extension team is moving right into would be looking at how do we help producers on the short term with some of the questions and things that they need to be considering in their enterprises and the farm businesses today. Coming up on the 15th of November, we have a meeting for livestock producers to deal with some of the short term impacts. And then our winter crop meetings coming up later this fall into the early winter months. We'll certainly have a big component devoted to how do we look at maybe adjusting our cropping systems, make decisions for the 19 growing year.